Saul, and it freaking conquered. A celebration of fitness, community, and life. What an amazing weekend it was about a month ago today, Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. We're excited to bring to you another episode of the Wadapalooza podcast. Oh, we've missed you. We've missed you. We've missed you. It has been way too freaking long, but we're glad to be back on the air. We hope you guys didn't miss us too much. We had plenty of fun over the course of Wadapalooza weekend, hopefully enough to hold you over to right about now. For those of you that attended, I know for certain you had an amazing time. For those of you that, of course, did not make it out to Miami, Florida, straight up you missed out. No. You got to get there in 2017. It is going to be a heck of a ride. And again, folks, we are just getting started. The fifth year of celebrating fitness, community, and life. Hope you all left with some amazing memories, as we know we have them, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But let's talk about the rundown for our show. That is going to be part A, just kind of summarizing the Wadapalooza 2016. And then finally, we are going to be on the line. Nice little 30-minute interview I had just moments ago with Miss Brooke Wells, our Wadapalooza champion. Again, she had some big shoes to fill. Sam Briggs, multiple times champ, was not able to make it out last minute. Brooke Wells came in and dominated all weekend long, and we've got the rundown for you there. But anyway, let's talk about the summary of Wadapalooza before we're joined by Brooke. Again, January 15th to the 17th, we had athlete check-in in the beautiful Intercontinental Hotel, which is located right next to our venue of Bayfront Park. That was on Thursday. Leading up all the freaking build-out and setup for the event, there was so much going on for up to 2 weeks. Again, leading up to Wadapalooza, and the forecast called from a long time prior to the event, which is not typical in Miami because usually weather forecasts are wrong, specifically down here in South Florida, though some would argue all over the place. But anyway, that there was going to be rain on Friday. Bad rain. Horrible rain. And anytime anyone would say that to me, I was down at the park a lot of the time, they'd be like, hey, what are you guys going to do because of the rain? I would say, it is not going to rain, although we did have a contingency plan in place. Again, I vehemently denied that it was going to be a bad weather weekend. Boy, were we wrong on Friday. Friday, it rained. It poured. Thursday night, it rained. It poured. It made the rest of setup pretty difficult for our vendors and partners at the event, as well as for us to try to finish things up. But we battled through, and I'll tell you what, the perseverance of our volunteers, those guys and gals that weathered the storm, and even more so our freaking athletes that were out there Friday in that torrential downpour, it definitely was not ideal conditions or what they expected, especially for those that traveled from afar. But what I will tell you is that it created amazing memories for everyone that was there. Something that not very likely to happen. I'm talking about rain in January in Miami. It's almost an improbability, but guess what? Not an impossibility, as it showed, because it did indeed rain. And you know what? These guys and gals were troopers out there, and I think it ended up being something pretty cool. Everyone that I've talked to, I think the coolest part, although, again, we were in the pouring rain, and that's kind of cool. You don't get to wad in the rain. I'm sure it's better than being up north in the freezing cold or, you know, in the Midwest. But I will say that how often do you get that experience? And even cooler to watch was just the way these athletes handled themselves. And I cannot recall one instance where an athlete was really complaining about it. I think I speak for everybody that says, I think people embraced it. You know, we're functional fitness athletes. We're CrossFitters. And what do? We adapt. And that's just what everyone did. You know, expect the unexpected. And I'll tell you what, I think it ended up being a large success. Now, Friday's workouts, it was the sprint chipper on the assault bike. It had some burpees in there. We had some thrusters and some more stuff. And then also it was the event that had some GHD, some pistols, and some handstand walking, maybe some med ball sprints and stuff for some of the other divisions. But how fun. I mean, you know, wait till you hear what Brooke Wells said about it specifically. I think it's pretty enlightening, and as an athlete, it makes a lot of sense. But again, Friday, we battled the rain until Friday night when it actually got a little bit nice out. You know, the rain cleared up. The skies were relatively clear, and that's what Wadapalooza is all about, getting underneath those lights on a Friday night. There's nothing quite like it. Then Saturday came. We woke up Saturday. Although the mud was everywhere, the trails were flooded on Friday. Saturday, everything cleared up, and we pumped a lot of the water out of the park, and then we got to enjoy beautiful weather for the swim triplet. The swim triplet was, in my eyes, the highlight of Saturday. Again, swimming out to what has been come to be known as Wadatraz. If you saw the video that was put out on Monday, you'll know what that thing was. That was brought to you by and presented by LifeProof. They helped us get that thing out there on the water. And how incredible. These guys and gals swimming out to the barge, climbing up, handstand push-ups, diving in, swimming back. Just an incredible sight. I think unparalleled in you know other competitions. And I just think it was a really special event that people will cherish. It was really exciting to see Natalie Newhart and Noah Olsen crush it for the teams. Those partner deads, they certainly created a challenge. And it was just a lot of fun. So that was Saturday. And then Saturday under the lights, we've got the Snatch Medley, the event that I think, I talk about the programming. I'm kind of going all over the place and summarizing this thing. But man, you talk about just a well-rounded program. You've got, you know, the odd elements in the swim, things that people aren't used to. You know, Friday you've got the short, you've got the longer workout, you've got the odd elements. How many competitions have GHDs in them? I think that's, you know, we had 50 GHDs on site, but then you go to Saturday, you've got the swim, you've got the strict handstand push-ups, a nice triplet there with heavy barbells, just picking stuff up, heavy stuff up off the ground. Then you've got some handstand push-ups and a swim, beautifully programmed. Then we've got the next workout that night, which is, to me, probably the coolest workout in the history of functional fitness, and I wish I had someone to throw this off of. Steve Suarez, our co-founder and organizer, he really doesn't do anything with the programming specifically. I think he'd have a lot to say about that, being a part of the 99%, not really an elite-level CrossFit athlete. But, again, the strategy involved with, again, trying to hit your heaviest weight on those snatches, you know, it went down. It went 3 snatches, 30 muscle-ups, 2 snatches, 200 double unders, 1 snatch, and then 1,000-meter row. What's the cool part about that is that the snatches weren't at a set weight. You had to pick it as an athlete. So guess what, guys? You saw some people coming out of the gate just a little too confident and missing their lifts, and what that caused is people to get held up on the rest of the chipper, and then the rest of it, the workout in its entirety, was for time. So talk about conflicting. Do I go heavy on the snatch? Do I just speed through the chipper? Do I take a last place or, you know, somewhere near the bottom on the snatch just so I can crush the chipper? Or do I do the opposite? Do I go really heavy, you know, go big or go home on the snatch and then, you know, just make my way through the chipper? It caused, I think, quite a bit of conflict. And the girl we have on the podcast today, Brooke Wells, the young studette out of Missouri, she actually took first place on the snatch after going what she thought was a little more conservative, 180, 180, and 175. But I'll let her tell you herself. And then Sunday came, and Sunday was, again, started off a little rough, a little more rain on Sunday. Apparently some tornadoes touched down like 100 miles north that freaked some people out, but luckily we never saw that rear its ugly head in Miami's Bayfront Park. But then what events did we have? We had some fun ones. We had the balls and bars, which was, again, another odd object, picking up a heavy, heavy, heavy med ball, 150 for gentlemen in the elite division, 100 for women. And then finally, we had our finale, which I would call it. It was released that day. It was Double or Nothing, which was a fun one. Again, it started off with some rope, some legless rope climbs and stuff, and then it closed out with 50 clean and jerks at 115 for the gentlemen. That was a spicy meatball to close out what was Wadapalooza weekend. But enough about the competition. The competition itself was very exciting. But you know what was most fun, if I had to tell you? I would say it was the festival component. It was about those large crowds, people just having a good time, going to Vendor Village, you know, picking up some new swag, some new gear. We had some special guests in the form of, if you guys do not know, Robert Hershevek joined us from, he's an investor in the Natural Grip from Shark Tank. He was there on Sunday. And then overall, guys, it was just a heck of a good time, man. People just having fun, enjoying the Miami weather in January. And, you know, just getting the entire functional fitness community together for an event unlike any other. And that's just what we did. And we were proud to host it there again in Bayfront Park. We were proud to lay host to, again, thousands and thousands of spectators, over 1,300 athletes, 500-plus volunteers. I think, you know, it's definitely something that we'll remember forever. This will be an event that goes down in the history books for us as we look forward to 2017. And we'll probably talk more about it. I'm going to make sure we have Steve on next week. He'll probably be my guest, and maybe we'll host another interview. But I'll make sure, guys, that that again, this is not a forgotten year. If you guys are already missing what was the Wadapalooza as the Open approaches, we recommend you head on over to thewadapalooza.com. We're going to be releasing content between now and next year's event pretty steadily. One thing in the books, in the cards, is going to be a documentary. Obviously, these podcasts are going to be quite regular. And just other videos and articles. It's fun, man. Make sure to subscribe to our newsletter as well. We're going to send one out a month. And again, that's at thewadapalooza.com. So now enough of the baloney, the summary of the Wadapalooza. Again, that was more of the events. We'll talk more about some other stuff later in our next episode. But the real reason why you're listening is because of this gal that we have getting on the show. Brooke Wells, our 2016 Games champ, started off as a track star. And wanted to pursue it into college, but kind of ended up not going that route and finding her passion in CrossFit. And now she's making a decent living for herself as just a professional athlete, one of the few professional athletes in our sport. I say professional, meaning they make a living off of it. So we're going to have her on the line now. And guys, I hope you all enjoy the episode. And again, this is presented by Reebok and Progenics, our title partners. Without them, this event would not be possible. Thank you very much, and now we are on with Brooke Wells. All right, guys, we are here with Brooke Wells, our 2016 Wadapalooza champion, joining us post-nap. Am I right there, Brooke?
Yeah.
How long was that nap?
It turned out to be like an hour long, so it was a pretty good one.
Ooh, nice. Recharged and ready to go for a nice little segment here on the Wadapalooza podcast. We're excited to bring it back with you specifically on it. Again, our 2016 champ battled the storm, literally and figuratively, against all those competitors and emerged victorious.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just start off here, Brooke. I think the majority of our viewers probably know who you are, but so I think I'd rather jump right into kind of your background with the sport of functional fitness. Would you mind kind of engaging and enriching the crowd, those listening at home, with your beginnings with CrossFit?
Well, I was a childhood gymnast, and then I eventually switched over to track. And going from gymnastics, which was like working out three to four hours a day, to track, which was an hour, it just wasn't enough. And so I started CrossFit to supplement my track career, and then which eventually just led to me liking doing CrossFit way more than track. So I decided to put track aside and focus all on CrossFit.
But you said three to four hours a day, even as a gymnast. Like, what? How old are we talking about when you're training that much?
That was in high school. Three. So I was a competitive gymnast.
So, like, is that mornings? Is that like after school? What did your training regimen look like in high school? I can't imagine having the diligence to train 3 to 4 hours when I'm going through 6 hours a day in school.
Yeah, I went to a school called Jinx High School in Oklahoma, and they had a very good gymnastics team. And it was like, it wasn't through the school, but it counted as one of the classes. And so at the end of every day, it was kind of like my seventh hour. And so it was a class, and then I'd stay there for an extra 3 hours. So it'd probably be about like 1:30 to 5:30 a day.
So would you get graded on that class?
I think it was a passing grade, yeah.
Okay, like a pass-fail, I get you. I wish,
yeah.
I'm sure there are a lot of aspiring young CrossFitters that would love to be able to add into their high school days of a class that's CrossFit, and that'd be dope.
Yeah, I know, I'm just waiting for that day.
I'm sure it's coming, I'm sure it's on its way, but you said that was kind of your beginnings, and then you said you got into track, you're a collegiate track athlete, and you're done now with track, you don't run track at all anymore.
Right, I actually didn't do it in college. I was going to, and then just decided that I would much rather focus on just CrossFit. So I quit after senior year.
Oh, after senior year of high school?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What was your...
I have a twin sister now who runs track, so people get that confused a lot.
And you guys look... You're identical twins, right? Like, you guys look strikingly similar.
Yeah, we're pretty identical.
Is there any differences now that you've stuck with CrossFit? I know that she's... What does she run? What does she primarily run? Sprint stuff or what?
She runs the 400 at Mizzou.
Oh, wow. So what about you? So when you ran track, were you also a sprinter as well?
I mostly did hurdles. My main one was the 300-meter hurdles.
And do you miss it? I know you said now you decided to pursue CrossFit because you like it, but are there ever days where you're like, oh, I wish I could get out there on the track? And although as CrossFitters we do sometimes, do you still ever miss those days?
I didn't really think I did. And then at the CrossFit Games when they had the hurdles, it was so much fun to bring it back. It made me miss it some. But, I mean, with CrossFit, you get the opportunity to run all the time, so...
True. Yeah, quite a bit. You said where did you finish in the games on that, on those back to back events? I'm sorry, I didn't have that here.
Yeah, I think I got 7th and 9th.
Okay.
So I was really pumped about the hurdles, but I'm not much of a zigzag runner. So something I need to work on this year is learning how to cut.
Oh, that's the agility portion, I can imagine. You're just running straight 300.
Exactly.
All good. Well, that's awesome. The 7th and 9th is still very respectable for sure. And I think I speak for many of our listeners and everyone at home that I think that you're probably one of the favorites. We can get into the CrossFit game stuff a little bit later. But but heading into this season, I think you're definitely one to watch out for after an amazing rookie year. But
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. But on that same note, I want to talk more about your prep and training for this year's season. Where do you train out of? Where are you based out of now?
I live in Columbia, Missouri, because I go to the University of Missouri, and I go to a gym called CrossFit Fringe.
So you do. So you go to the same. Is that you said your sister just does track? Does she ever do CrossFit with you there as well, CrossFit Fringe?
She'll do CrossFit with me sometimes on the weekends or like off season, but typically when it's during season, she just focuses on track.
Gotcha. Is she in season right now? I know it's like middle of the winter, but like indoor or anything?
Yeah, she started indoor and. Like late December. So.
Gotcha. So you don't see her very much in the gym then?
No, not anymore.
Do people ever mix you guys up? Like I've seen a picture of you two next to each other, but I wonder, does anyone ever like go up to her and say, oh, Brooke, can I get a picture with you? Or vice versa. Like, oh, you're Sydney that, runs track. Like, do people ever mix you guys up or what?
No, I mean, it happens, but not as much as I expected.
No.
So it's not as much as you would think.
Are you guys, I don't know what your build, are you guys like, I know you guys have the same face, do you guys have the same build?
Yeah.
Because you're both you were both at one time track athletes and both require explosive movement.
I'm definitely muscular, but there's definitely a difference. I'm way more muscular than she is.
Oh yeah, through those years of CrossFit. So now how many years, you're what year in school now?
I'm a junior.
A junior, so that means you've been doing CrossFit now for how many years?
This will be my 4th open, so a little over 4 years.
Gotcha. Very cool. So that's awesome. I think it's my 4th as well. Are you equally as excited for this year than last year or previous years?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. I love the open just because of the community and stuff, but the workouts just, I don't love the open workouts. I look forward to the regional workout.
Why is that? I think I know where you're probably going to go with it, but why is that, Brooke?
I think it's just because the open workouts, when you throw lower skilled movements into a workout, it's just like, how hard can you suffer? I like the harder skills, you know?
I'm with you. I hate going to that dark. I was just talking to somebody about this earlier.
Yes.
You have to go to that dark place where post-workout you're on the ground withering in pain and wondering why the heck you do this to yourself. Do you ever, and I think that, one of the examples as to why you probably like the higher skill and heavyweight, recently CrossFit HQ, and it's no surprise to you, but for our listeners at home, the 155 Grace, while I wouldn't say necessarily that it's a ton of skill because it's just picking up a bar and throwing it overhead, but it's really freaking heavy. I think that's too...
I love heavy movements,
All heavy.
Yeah.
All heavy all day. How was that? I mean, what were you shooting for? I watched the video and I thought, she's going to go sub-3.
It's actually funny because, a girl named Mariah came to shoot for HQ for their Road to the Games. Mm-hmm. It's a new series that CrossFit's doing. And so she didn't tell me anything. We get to the gym and she was like, are you up for doing like some kind of benchmark workout? And so, like on the spot, I was like, I guess I could do some variation of Grace, like maybe scale it up. And I was going to do 135, had planned for that. And then my coach was like, I think that you should do 155 because I think it's 225 for guys. So then, like, can you estimate how long you think it's going to take you? And I was like, Well, if I do one rep every 10 seconds, then that puts me at 5 minutes. So hopefully somewhere around 5 minutes. And then I just am terrible at trying to estimate how long it'll take. So I totally surprised myself.
Almost, it was like 3:12. I could have swore. I'm like, she is on pace to go sub three. She's gonna do it. She's gonna do
Yeah.
it. And you were
That's
grinding
honestly
it
my
out.
goal for next time.
Are you really? Are you gonna try that one again, you think, at some point?
Not for a
Oh.
long, long time, but yeah, eventually. I think it was so much fun. I mean, I love workouts like that.
I don't think that I could go sub. I don't think I could go. What was your final time? 3:12. Do you remember your
Was
time?
318.
3:18. I do not think I could go 3:18 at 155. Well, okay, maybe 155. But
Yeah.
it would be, I don't know if it'd be a mission, but I'm sure there are plenty of guys out there that certainly can't come close to 155, 318. That's very impressive. So
Thank
congrats on
you.
that. And let me see here. You've got, I'm going to go to the video right now. YouTube, Grace 155. Brooke, I bet you, I think that was one of their most viral videos in a very long time. So by CrossFit, it right now has 116,000 views, and it's only been up for, what, for like not even 2 weeks. So that's going to be one that people look at for a while. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Awesome. But so yeah, so let's get back to your training. So that was one example of your training. You just went to the gym when you were shooting that series. But as far as your training partners, do you have anyone at CrossFit Fringe that you train with on a daily basis or regularly or what?
No, I pretty much train on my own. There's not really that many people in the area that could train as much as I do, and like I have a really like my schedule is super hard with school, so trying to find people that are willing to work with my schedule is just rough, so I just train by myself.
Yeah, oh, that's got to be rough. I feel like a lot of these elite athletes nowadays, they'll have like multiple training partners because one person will do like their first session, and then
Yeah.
it's just really, yeah, it's now becoming like a legitimate full-time job.
Yeah, it really is.
But as far as school, how is it juggling school and training?
It's pretty hard. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have 3 hours of class like right in the middle of my day, starting at noon. And so typically I'll try to get a session in before that, go to class, and then do a session afterwards, but it's just super draining. But then on Tuesday and Wednesday, I mean on Monday and Wednesday, it's more flexible.
Like today, like you're able to take an hour plus nap.
Yeah,
Just,
today was I actually worked out yesterday, which is typically my rest day, so today I'm just taking it easy.
a Valentine's Day workout. How was that?
Yeah. It was awful. We ended up doing the seven, and that workout is just terrible.
On paper, it doesn't seem so bad. 7 rounds of seven
Exactly,
movements,
yeah.
but then once you get into it, yeah, it starts to suck pretty
Yeah.
fast. Did you do that
Yes.
with a special someone, Brooke? Was that like a date workout or what?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend. His name's Zach. He was in town, so we just went to the gym and did that.
That is very sweet, Zach. Now, Zach, I don't. I'm not gonna dig too much. I should have. I told you before at the beginning of the call, I was gonna let you know of everything we were gonna talk about. I didn't know we were gonna go off on this tangent, so I don't know. But now everyone knows. Anyone that is hawking Brooke, she is taken, guys. So don't mean to crush your dreams, but Zach was in town. Is Zach gone now?
Yeah, he is.
Oh man, so was he here? What, was he just here for the weekend or?
Yeah.
Cool. Very, very cool. Well, I'm glad you were able to celebrate Valentine's Day going through the suck fest that is the sevens. That sounds
Yeah.
like a heck of a Valentine's Day for you too. But so on that same note, you talked about juggling training and school, and I want to know, what are you studying right now?
I'm studying business. That's my major.
Biz, what do you want to, I mean, what's your, do you have an ultimate goal with it, or are you just kind of right now pursuing CrossFit?
No, it's honestly, I did that just because it's a kind of a general
Yeah.
major. I'm not really sure what I want to do. I definitely want to do something in the CrossFit world as long as I can.
Like maybe, I mean, you know what? I feel like a lot. I thought for a while, I graduated a year ago, and I know that when I was in school, I thought for sure that I wanted to open up a CrossFit gym. And I feel like,
Yeah.
had you ever have any feelings like that? I feel like most big time CrossFitters or people that want to be competitive have that train of thought. Do you, has
Yeah,
that?
I mean it's definitely crossed my mind, but as of right now, if I could be an athlete as long as I could, I'd rather focus on that, and then maybe that'll lead to a gym one day. I don't really know,
Well, I can tell you, you're definitely going down the right track to just be able to live off the fat of the land that is winning these CrossFit competitions, because now I want to get to the fun of Wadapalooza. You crushed it. took home not just the first place trophy. You actually didn't take home the first place trophy, which I'll talk about later, which is so cool, by the way. But but the fact that you took home 30K, which I think is a nice a nice thing to take home after a hard fought weekend. And you've actually been competing quite a bit. Am I right? I feel like you've been at a lot of competitions during the off season, right? Like how many, I don't know if you can count on your hand. Can you estimate how many competitions you've done since the CrossFit Games ended?
Since the CrossFit Games ended, probably I'd say around 7-ish, 7 or 8.
That's not like a ton then. Are the games end in July?
They were just like, a lot of them were back to back. And so that was just exhausting. Wadapalooza kicked off a month of competitions. So
this was your first weekend off? Was this this past one?
It's second one. So I guess it's 3 weeks, but.
Gotcha. Oh yeah. No, they're some of the big three. Definitely. I think you were one in down here in Miami, Wadapalooza, of course. And then up in Boston, I was up there as well. I saw you crush it there as well. There's one more in Texas, right? Is that right. That was the third one?
Yes.
For those people at home that were not able, although most of the people listening probably did follow along, you came in first at Wadapalooza. How'd you finish at ECC? You're on a team, right?
Yeah, I was on a team, Team Pure Strength, and one of our athletes got hurt like the first workout.
Oh no.
So we ended up finding a substitute and finished the first three workouts, but they wouldn't let us do the final because we had a substitute. So I guess we were technically disqualified, but
Would you have been in that final had they let you?
Yeah, we were actually in first place.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Who was your fill-in? You don't need to tell me who got injured if you don't want to share, but who? I actually do know. I remember now. Trevor James. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Yeah. Trevor was on the winning team for Wadapalooza.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He was on the Shrewsbury team.
Yeah, so we just, like, he was in the crowd, and we were like, you want to come be on our team? And worked out awesome. He was great.
Fun. I can't imagine. I don't know. I feel like I need to get myself mentally prepared to compete. I can't imagine being in the crowd and being like, hey, you, do you want to come out here and throw down for the next 3 hours? I just can't imagine last minute, but it seems like he was a trooper about it.
Yeah, I guess the same thing had happened to him last year, too.
At ECC, so, same thing?
The exact same thing. Yeah, he filled in last year for someone that was sick or hurt or something.
So funny. And he's the real deal, believe it or not. He's been a regionals competitor for quite some time. I remember up in at the Northeast Regional, he competed. I remember him seeing for him a couple years ago. And then now he's been on a couple really top-notch teams. So I'm excited to see what he does in the Open this year.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. So in talking, let's get back to Wadapalooza. Oh, actually, how'd you finish in the third weekend, by the way, before we go to that?
Oh, we won that competition too.
Who was on your team for that?
It was me, Jen Jones, and her fiance, Jared, and Jordan Cook.
Oh, okay, two guys, two girl team. Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a legit, wow, that's awesome. Congrats. Big paydays all around, I'm sure, for all three. But so let's now talk about the first weekend of that nasty three-week back-to-back, Wadapalooza. It was your first year competing at WASA. What was your, you know, besides winning, what was your initial takeaway from the weekend? Pretty general question to kick things off.
I mean, it was a blast. It was so much fun to compete with the girls at a lot of them I competed with at the games. It was such a good field of girls. And I love competing and like doing workouts with skills like the muscle ups that I'm not very good at. And it kind of builds my confidence for competitions like regionals and the games. And so I always love taking away the experience and just hanging out with the community and stuff.
I could go in a million different directions because you said, for one, that you enjoyed competing against all those girls. And I don't know, I wouldn't say any more that it, I don't know. I think you've totally improved upon that weakness. I didn't get a chance to see you during the snatch medley, but how did you break up those 30 muscle-ups? I know at that point in the workout, you're probably, it was after the snatch. It was immediately, oh no, it went one. Wait, it started off with the three snatches.
Right.
30 muscle-ups.
30 snatches.
How'd you break up those muscle-ups? Because you said it was a confidence builder, so now I'm curious.
I honestly couldn't even tell you how I broke them up. It was...
I'm asking you to recall a month ago. I mean, after three more competitions.
I don't even know. It was just sets all over the place. Like, they were pretty short sets with short breaks. And it's just like, if when I see 30 muscle ups for time, it's like, if you would to were to break that into like 6 sets of 5, it would be okay. But when it's like 30 in a row, that just kind of makes me nervous. So just completing that at a competition just kind of makes me more confident to do it again.
Mid, yeah, no, I can only imagine with what else was to come. I think after that it was the 2 snatches, and then it was 200 dubs, and then 1,000 meter row, another snatch in there.
It was actually, wait, it went 1 snatch, 1,000 meter
So it was
row,
the 30
two
muscle-ups were at
snatch.
the end, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah,
That's what
that
I
was at
thought,
the
right?
very end.
Yikes. Oh, did you finish under the time cap?
Yeah, I did. That was the one I was most worried about, and so I ended up keeping my snatch weight lower than I had planned, and I ended up still winning the snatch weight.
No way. How much? Oh, I gotta go to the leaderboard now. I want to see. Do you know how much you won the snatch portion by?
I don't know how much by.
What were your numbers? What do you remember? What you hit on all three?
Yeah, I did 180 for one, and then 180 for two, and then I dropped it to 175 for the three.
That is incredible. Let me see. I've got the leaderboard. I'm pulling up right now. So now I'm very, very intrigued. I want to know what you got, but before we let's move on from that. Not when I pull it up here, we'll be able to talk more about it. But as far as the rest of the weekend, the events, did you have a favorite? Was that your favorite of the weekend?
I think that did end up being one of my favorites just because muscle ups are super challenging, so I love doing those, and I love like doing heavy lifts like snatches.
Yeah, and then coupled in there.
I loved the one in the rain, the pistol GHD overhead squat handstand walk one.
Ooh, you did well on that one too, I remember.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I remember watching the heat before us go in the rain, and we're just like, oh my gosh, like we have to go out there next. It was like the wind was blowing really hard.
They really
And
gonna
then
make
we
us
got
go
out,
out there? Yep.
yeah, we got out there, and it was like you didn't even think about it. It was kind of more of a distraction, like a good distraction.
Kept you cool, I'm sure. You know, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I can say that I was impressed, as you know, one of the organizers of the event and being behind the scenes, that there really was no complaining from the athletes about the rain. I'm sure, you know, people would have preferred to be in the sun, but there wasn't anyone
Yeah.
that was like, "This sucks. Like, I why aren't they canceling it?" Like, people wanted to experience that, and I think it was for the better. And in addition to
Yeah, that ended up being my favorite event, I think, just because, like, who gets to go out there and compete in the rain? It was a blast.
expect the unexpected, and luckily there was nothing too grippy. I mean, you had to get the barbell up and overhead, but I don't think there
Yeah,
was
that's the
anything
only part I was
dangerous.
a little nervous about. But I also put my shirt on the GHD so I wasn't like sliding around. So, I mean, there was little things that you could prevent from the rain affecting.
Yeah, well, there you go. A little trick of the trade for those of you GHDing in the rain. Make sure to put your shirt over the back,
Yeah.
and you won't slip. I'm looking here now, 5:35. Sarah Beth Phillips was right there with you. She was at 5:30, and then we had a couple ties at 5:25. So you hit it right on the head. That's pretty impressive, because I mean, 5 pounds less on one of the lifts, and there wasn't like, you know, I don't think there were two and a halves out there. Or there might, you know, there might have been two and a halves, but there wasn't like micro pounds. So
Yeah, there was a, yeah.
you might have tied for first with Sarah Beth, but that's really impressive. 5:35 on that portion of the snatch medley. Very cool. So you got wet on Friday in the rain. What about getting wet on Saturday and jumping in that bay? Have you ever done anything like that other than, I mean, well, I guess at the games it's sort of similar, but what'd you think about that?
Was so awesome. So I'm not much of a swimmer, so I was a little nervous about the swim portion at Wodapalooza. And then I saw the barge, is that what it's called out
Yeah,
there?
the bar. Yeah, we
Oh
called
my
it the barge.
gosh. After I saw that, I was so excited. It was like you're doing handstand push-ups on an island. Like, it was awesome.
I honestly, I'll tell you, we're actually putting out a video like right now that kind of highlights just a 3 minute clip that showcases all the events and everything happening out on the water. And I'm yeah, I when we were talking about it leading up to the event about this happening, it was a big question mark. Like, is this really gonna work? Is this really gonna work? And when it all came to fruition and we saw that, I think it's really cool. I don't know if we're calling it the barge or Wadatraz off of Alcatraz, but yeah, it ended up being really, really cool. I was
Yeah, it
pumped.
was so awesome.
So that was cool, and I'm glad you had a good time. Other than the community, did you get a chance to like hang out? I mean, you said it was a reunion with some of those other girls. Like, what else did you do in your spare time? I mean, obviously you're competing all 3 days. It was only two events a day. Did you do anything else fun while you were out of Miami?
I mean, not really. We just kind of like hung out. We went to the beach that Monday afterwards.
South Beach.
Yes.
Cool. Cool.
So.
And okay, so at least you got a chance to experience what Miami really has to offer. Again, I think
Yeah.
it never rains. I'm telling you, it never ever rains in Miami in January. Like I think it's an impossibility. The probability of it happening is so nil to none. That when it happened, we were shocked, and we don't want to believe it as the forecast came out. But I'm glad that on Monday was it sunny on Monday?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Good, cool. I'm glad you got to experience that. And then, so talking about obviously all the events, getting to have a good time, saw on social media, we reposted it as well. You left your trophy, you hit it, and you put a nice little riddle. Who came up with that riddle, by the way?
Sam Dancer wrote that.
No way, Sam the man. Look at that.
Yeah, he is so good at poems.
Oh, he is a poet, and I don't know if he didn't know it. I think he did know it because Sam is such a good dude. And then, do you know who found it? Did the person message you that found it, or?
So we decided to put it there, and like the plan was to just leave it there and leave, but I was with the dancers, Jen and Sam, and Sam was like, "The Miami is so populated that if you post that and your followers see it, I feel like it won't take more than 15 minutes.
It'll be
So
gone.
let's just, yeah, so let's just wait." So we actually posted it. I posted that it was there, and then we just hung out in the car and waited around for like, it took less than 15 minutes, and there was like four groups of people there. And so we just went and talked to them all. And so like the first person that got there, I left my shirt and trophy. And so the first person took the trophy and then gave the shirt to the second person. So it was cool.
That's so cool. We got a chance to meet your fans
Yeah.
and wow, that's really awesome. Very new. We thought it was you when Guido, Steve, and myself heard about it. We all said that was a very classy thing to do. We thought it was very cool for somebody to be able to take that home with them, and that's awesome. Yeah. So, in regards to so the trophy's gone, but you do still have the $30,000 cash
Yeah,
prize.
someone there were some comments on that picture, and they were like, "Is the money laying around too?"
The checks underneath the trophy.
Yeah.
What are your plans? Obviously, you're winning a lot of these competitions. Is the plan to save, or are you gonna put, buy a car? What's your plan with all the cash you've been racking up recently?
There's nothing I really need right now, so I am gonna save it. I'm in
Smart.
school, so I'm a college student. I definitely know it's gonna come in handy pretty soon, but
For sure. Yeah, you've got plenty of time. Junior,
yeah.
you've got plenty of time for sure. But so Waza, if you had to describe your Wadapalooza experience in, let's say, five words or less, what would it be? I'm putting you on the spot. You got to think about it here. Five words or less, Wadapalooza in five words. For anyone that hasn't been there, what would you say? It can be five different adjectives. This doesn't have to be like a sentence necessarily. I don't want to restrict you there.
I'd say
Rainy could be one,
fitness. I'll say
Fitness.
fitness, fun in the sun.
In the sun. I like it. Fitness, fun in the sun. That should be our new mantra. I like it. Fitness, fun in the sun.
Yeah.
You heard it first from our 2016 Wadapalooza champ. And will you be back in 2017, do you believe?
100%.
That's awesome. Great, great, great. Well, we look forward to having you back. Before I let you go, I want to ask you, as we know, as most people at home know, if you follow functional fitness, we are getting very close to the CrossFit Games Open. Brooke, you already told us, that there's not a lot of skill usually in those wads, and you're looking forward to regionals in the games. But what is your ultimate goal for the 2016 season?
My goal is definitely to make it back to the games, and of course, my goal is to podium. So,
Of course. So, like, is it like a make or break? Like, I saw a clip recently with Ben Smith. I think I watched it actually last night because the games were on TV,
yeah.
and he said any year that he doesn't make it on the podium is basically a failure in his mind. Do you feel the same way? And going into your second year as an individual at the CrossFit Games?
No, I don't feel like that at all. no matter what happens, it's always an incredible experience, and I always take away a lot and learn more about myself as an athlete. So I don't think that at all. I just think, like, it's definitely one of my goals to be on the podium, but I would not be disappointed in myself if something like that weren't to happen.
Gotcha. Well, I think you've got a pretty dang good shot. But on that same note, then, I really want to ask, you know, the upper echelon of our sport continues to grow, you know, the mark to hit is getting higher and higher and higher. And
yeah.
As you know, last year they cut it down from 48 to 20. Is there any fear at all that, you know, of not making it to regionals because of, like you said, the no skill? Like, does that ever cross your mind at all? I mean, I don't want to, you know, I'm knocking on wood here. I just wanted to get your feelings on it because it is, you know, it's getting tougher and tougher just to make it to that next level, that second level, not even the games itself, just regionals.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that I will make it to regionals, but it's not something that you can just not care about anymore. Like, I'm definitely going to have to try my hardest and go to that dark place in every workout. Like, it's not something that I can just like do for fun, like not care about, you know.
Like repeat wads though, like do you feel like last year, did you repeat any of the open workouts?
Last year I repeated one of them. I try not to, because I want to focus on regionals more than getting a good score in the open. But it definitely does come down to redoing a workout if you need to, if you're borderline.
Right. Because top 20, yeah, like I said, it's tough. But
right.
Awesome. Well, then, last thing, before we let you go, your open prediction. Maybe not week one. You know, I don't want to stick to, you know, just the week one. There's, you know, 5 weeks of the open. What do you want to see? Obviously, you like the high skill. If you had to pick whatever movements, your favorite movements, and throw them into an open workout, what would they be?
I really liked the handstand push-ups. I hope those come back. Okay. I don't love the standard, but
I'm with you there.
I can't stand push-up.
I agree.
And then I hope that I loved the 15.4 last year with the cleans. I like that they put a little bit heavier weight on the cleans.
Yeah, that's a good
and
one,
then
too.
I also loved 15.1A with the max clean and jerks. Hopefully they do another max like that.
I'll tell you what, if those are your predictions, I think, look, every year there's a repeat workout, at least the theme has been, right? So maybe we'll all get lucky and 15.4 will be back out there.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
16.4, and then something tells me he's going to bring back a max lift too, so I'm with you.
I think it's coming too.
Awesome. Well, Brooke, that is all that I have for you. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Our 2016 Wadapalooza champ, she said she's coming back in 2017 as an individual, do you think, or as a team, or what? What are you thinking?
I had so much fun individually that I'll probably do individual again.
Great. Well, I can almost guarantee you the weather will be 10 times better, so you'll get to maybe leave with a suntan and not have to go to the beach on Monday if you don't want. But
yeah.
Brooke, thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry to wake you from your slumber. We really, really appreciate your time. Thanks for having me. Oh, no problem. And anything you want to say to the listeners at home before we let you go?
Everyone better be at Wadapalooza next year.
That is what I'm talking about. Our champ saying it. You heard it. Wadapalooza champ, Brooke Wells, thank you again so much. And that will do it for the Wadapalooza podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great rest of your week. The Open is going to be here in no time at all. Keep on training. We'll be with you on our next edition here in just a couple of weeks. Have fun. Celebrate fitness community life. Wadapalooza 2017, less than a year away.